Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I've been reading a lot in the Psalms again these past weeks, and I want to share some Psalms where King David asked the Lord for help, for guidance. You know, in today's world of so much confusion, it's often we need the Lord's guidance, don't we? David wrote in Psalm 25:5, "Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you." Well, just as David asked God to teach him, to guide him, so can we. Sometimes our need for guidance is when we're facing an insurmountable problem. Or maybe it's as simple as needing God's guidance on whether to buy apples or ice cream. Well, maybe we don't really need God's guidance for ice cream. Maybe we just need to use the common sense that God gave us to eat healthy. And then we'll live longer and be able to tell more people that Jesus loves them. Let me read one of those promises to you. It's found in Psalm 32:8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." Then I found in another modern translation, Psalm 32:8 says, "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." Isn't that wonderful? In the Bible, God promises that He will guide us, He will advise us, watch over us. And of course, we have to ask Him, don't we? Well, there's a wonderful song of assurance I want to play for you as my first song. It's written as though God is speaking to us. Here are the Maranatha Singers. "I will be with you.
I will be with you. In joy and in pain, your cry for mercy echoes my name. Now and forever, I'll be at hand, and I will be with you. I will be with you. That's who I am. Can they harm you? will be with you. I will be with you.
I will be with you.
I will be with you. I will be with you.
Oh, how reassuring God says to us all through the Bible and through this song, I will be with you. Well, you know, I'm still thinking of some of my favorite psalms about guidance. One of my very favorite psalms, especially as I'm growing older, is Psalm 37. Sometime I think I'll do a program just on that chapter. It's so wonderful. But today, let me read verses 23 and 24. It says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they shall not fall, for the Lord upholds them with his hand. I think it's so amazing that David wrote about how intimately God is involved in our experience. David wrote, he delights in every detail of their lives. How incredible! The creator of the universe, the God who flung the stars into space and keeps the planets in their orbits, loves us so much, no matter where on earth we live. The Bible says he cares deeply about every moment. He cares when we're hurting, when we're confused, when we need him to guide us in making some decision. You know, God also loves it when we come to him and share our joys, too. Yes, as the Bible says, he delights in every detail of our lives. It's no wonder that hundreds of years later, the Apostle Peter was able to confidently invite us to cast all your anxiety and cares on him because he cares for you. That's what he wrote in 1 Peter 5:7. Yes, we can ask God to help us so that his great love is reflected in our lives to people in our world who need to know that Jesus loves them too. You know, there's a wonderful song that I used to sing from the 50s. As a teenager, sometimes I had fears and concerns, and then the words of this song would come to me, and I would, once again, be assured that God would be with me. Let me share some of the words. He can turn the tides and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. Yes, it's the song entitled, just one word, He. And now here is Vern Jackson singing it for you.
He can turn the tide and calm the angry sea. Alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. Time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner, call and always find him there. Oh, it makes him sad to see the way. True, he and paint the clouds and turn the gray to blue. He alone knows where to find the rainbow's end. He alone can see what lies beyond. A tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. Though it makes him sad to see the way.
Yes, God always listens to us. He loves us and says, I forgive you. What blessed assurance we have. Well, I'm still thinking about God's guidance, and I realize that even though we may go to people for advice, there's no program, no minister or teacher that can give you the guidance you need for each and every situation. So, what are we to do? Go to the Bible. It's amazing that God Himself can lead you to exactly the right scripture to help you make a godly decision, whatever the problem may be. How do I know that? Well, it's confirmed in Psalm 33, 4 and 5, where it says, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all His work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." And I found another modern translation that says, "For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything He does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth." Oh, what marvelous assurance. It says we can trust everything God does. Well, it makes me smile in my heart just thinking about it, being able to trust the Lord like that. Because His word says we can. Oh, you know, sometimes I wonder, should I stay here, or does God want me somewhere else, or do I change this or that about my life? God, should I say this or that? Well, the only way to know for sure what to do is do what He asks you to do right now, this present moment, and wait for God to reveal to you the next step. You may even feel that you feel impressed to do nothing about your situation at the moment and just be quiet. Well, one night I had to walk down the sidewalk in the dark parking lot to my car. It was really dark. And suddenly I remembered I had a tiny little flashlight on my key ring. It wasn't much light, but it was enough for the next step that I had to take in the dark. And God's guidance is sometimes like that. We get just enough understanding about what to do for that day. As Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." That was in Matthew 6:34. And now here is Martha Borg singing, "God Leads Us Along."
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His children along. Where the cool water flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads His children alone. Sown through the water, but all through the blood. And the sun shines so bright, and God leads His children.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does.
Alone. And sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God still leads His children.
Yes, yes, yes.
Alone. Hallelujah.
Sing it now, Martha.
Comfort, my friends, if we ask Him, God will always lead us along. I remember one time on our way through Idaho, we stopped at a roadside memorial sign, and it stated that from this volcanic butte that rises out of the sagebrush on the east side of the road was a reference point, establishing and designating townships north and south, east and west. From this initial point, this butte, or small hill, as some people would call it, from this point in Idaho, with the right description, you would always know where you were. Well, we may read many books, but God's Word, the Bible, is our reference point for our lives. John Wesley, the great early American Christian preacher, read widely from many books, but he always referred to himself as a man of the Word, the Bible. Indeed, when we're needing guidance, needing help, needing comfort or peace, the Bible will be our guide in all we do if we choose to read it. And then we can say with the psalmist David, "How sweet are your words, sweet as honey." And yes, we can make a decision as David did when he wrote earlier in the chapter, "I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word." Well, to people who don't know God, don't know Jesus, those words from King David may seem strange. But if you, dear listener, find it strange to say the words in the Bible are sweet, may I encourage you to just try reading the Psalms? You will find a kinship with David as you realize that he had problems and troubles just like you. And yet he also found his help came from the Lord. Well, there's a wonderful song that I love, and it says, "He will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you up on the breath of dawn, make you shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of His hand." If you're needing to feel God's care, His help today, just stop a moment and listen to this song. Now, here are the celebrant singers, "On Eagle's Wings."
Shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of His hand.
Yes, God will hold you in the palm of His hand. That's not just an idea from a song. That's in the Bible. That's one of God's promises for you. I remember reading that Dr. Charles Eliot, past president of Harvard University, made a list of books he believed people should read. He called it a 15 minutes a day education. But what if we spent 15 minutes a day reading the Bible? It just might turn your life around. And then we would have an education about God and how much He loves us. If you don't think you have 15 minutes a day, do you spend 15 minutes a day watching the TV news or surfing the internet? We find we can spend lots of 15 minutes a day on all kinds of things. But if we spent 15 minutes a day reading the Bible, then maybe we could say with the psalmist, "Help me walk along the path of your commands, for that's where my happiness is found. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word." Well, if you are enjoying my program, I hope you'll tell your friends about it so they can be blessed also. I have some little business cards with a radio schedule on the station in your town. If you would like some to give to your neighbors, where you work, Bible study group, church, just email or write, and I'll be delighted to send as many little cards as you can use. It's an easy way for you to be a missionary in your town, among your friends. Just tell them about Psalms of Hope. And if you'd like to receive the 31-day devotional book on plants and animals that I mentioned last week, it's called Reflections. Write to me and let me know what station you listen to Psalms of Hope on, and include $5 if you can. If it's not in your budget right now, you can still write to me and I'll send you the book. I do hope you'll tune in same time next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.